little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Now, a lot of these presentations in children will actually be worried parents that are phoning you up to decide, do I really need to bring little Johnny down to see the doctor? Or little Justin in this particular case. So we've got another presentation here of a telephone triage, and you need to decide with the mother whether you need to see this child and how quickly you need to see this child. So we've got a scenario here that we're going to just run through to give you a flavour for that and to give you an idea of the questions that you might ask.
Okay, so thanks. You're Justin's dad, are you?
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Okay, hi there. So can you just confirm his date of birth for me?
Yeah, he was born on the 10th of the 4th, and that was 2011.
Okay, so he's 7 now, is that
right?
That's
right, yes.
Okay. And, I mean, I understand that you feel he's a bit unwell. Can you just tell me a bit about when that started?
Well, he's been unwell for about 2 days now, Doctor.
Okay, and what's the main thing you've noticed?
Well, I'm just worried about he's got a bit of a cough and a bit sniffly, really, and he had a bit of a temperature.
Okay. So on the phone, there are a good number of red flags that you definitely need to cover in order to help you to decide when and if you need to see Justin. So, Mr. Jones, I've got some quite specific questions now I'd like to ask just to help us decide what we need to do next with Justin. So can you tell me how his breathing looks?
Doesn't seem too bad, actually, Doctor.
Okay. And has he got a rash at all?
A little bit, yeah.
And what does that rash look like?
It's a bit pinky, really.
Okay. And have you tried to press on it at all with your fingers or a glass?
Well, I'm doing it just now the colour does go out of it just with my fingers, yeah.
The colour goes out of the rash,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what colour is he, other than the rash? How does Justin look colour-wise?
He's a bit flushed, I guess, yeah.
A bit flushed, okay. And how's he acting? Is he acting normally?
He's a bit clingy, really. Yeah, he's not full of beans. He's not as happy as he normally would be. He's a bit attention seeking at the moment.
Okay, but is he alert just now?
He knows where he is.
Yeah. Okay. And does he look like he's moving his neck? Okay.
Yeah, he's sat playing with his computer games. It doesn't seem to be that poorly, really, to be honest.
Okay, and is he shy of the light at all?
No, he's absolutely fine because he's got his bright computer screen and he's not shying away from that.
Okay.
I guess that would be a sign that it was really poorly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, that would certainly be a bit of a worry. And you have mentioned he had a bit of a temperature. I mean, has that settled or is that still an issue?
He's still quite flushed, Doctor. I don't have a thermometer, so I'm not really sure whether he's particularly hot, but yeah, he's not burning up.
No, okay. Okay. Are you worried that this is something very serious?
Well, my wife is concerned, I think, more than me, because I've spoken to her and she's not around, and I guess she'd have a better feel for whether he was poorly or not, but because she's not around, I've been told that I need to really get him checked out.
Yeah. Okay, and one last thing. Is he eating, drinking, keeping fluids down today?
He's off his food. He is drinking, yeah.
He is drinking. And any vomiting?
When he hasn't been sick, no.
No, okay. And so I take it, I mean, he'll go to the toilet on his own, but do you think he's still going to pee to pass urine?
Yeah. He's been today. Yeah.
Okay. So I think from what you've said, it doesn't sound too serious. Like you say, there is a rash. He's had a bit of a cough and he's flushed and maybe had a bit of a temperature. But given he's alert and playing the computer, it doesn't sound too serious. I mean, it's up to you what you want to do, because it can sometimes be hard over the phone to make a definite decision. You know, we have options. We could see how he goes in the next few hours and speak again on the phone later, or I could leave it for you to phone later if you're worried, or if you're very worried, we could actually book him in for an appointment later today.
I think my wife would prefer if he gets seen, actually.
Right, so you would prefer for him to be seen. Well, that's absolutely fine. If he was to come down to the surgery, we can see him in an hour or so, but there's a few things that we would want you to get in touch with us in case he gets worse in the meantime.
Okay.
And at this point, you would be able to go over a safety net similar to the safety nets we've already done for both cough or pneumonia or fever, particularly around the signs of meningitis, rash, vomiting, neck stiffness, these things, where the parent should be encouraged to ring 999 or go straight to hospital or ring you immediately.
Yeah. So along the lines of saying, well, if it doesn't sound like Justin's particularly poorly at the moment, but perhaps if he did seem to be a lot more poorly, for example, he was vomiting repeatedly, or he developed that worrying rash, which didn't fade when you pressed on it, separate your fingers, then we're probably going to need to see him straight away. Or if he doesn't seem to recognise you and seems very confused, or his circulation's very poor and he's mottled and seems very cold, again, those would be symptoms that would suggest we're going to need to see him immediately.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.